You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And we're talking about mothers and daughters right in time for Mother's Day. We have a fabulous new book out called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mothers and Daughters. And it's all about that magical bond between mothers and daughters and grandmothers and mothers-in-law. And all that wonderful advice that mothers pass on to their children, which children really do listen to, even if their moms aren't so sure that they are listening. So in the first story, Victoria Fedden tells us that she used to have a recurring stress dream as she headed into the holidays. It always started the same way. She would suddenly realize that it was Christmas Eve and nothing was done. No tree, gifts, groceries ready to be cooked into a holiday feast. She would rush to the store, but the shelves would be bare. All the food, presents, decorations, rolls of wrapping paper were sold out. Christmas would be ruined, and it was all her fault. Victoria says she knew where this dream came from. Her family never did Christmas the way other families did. They were always late getting a tree, and they didn't have decorations around the house. Her mother was a great cook and would make a nice turkey dinner. But then, to make her life easier, she would serve it on paper plates. Gifts were given unwrapped because it was easier. And her mom would give them their gifts whenever she obtained them instead of saving them for Christmas morning. So Victoria had decided that when she grew up and was in charge, her family would have a traditional Christmas the way it was done on TV. Her Christmases would be elegant and look like Martha Stewart had put them together. When Victoria's daughter turned 4 and would be able to appreciate a perfect Christmas, Victoria went at it gung-ho. She planned everything perfectly, except that she didn't know that her daughter would actually hate Christmas carols and have no interest in decorating the tree and would ruin the perfect cookies that Victoria made because she would throw sprinkles all over them haphazardly. When she did finally agree to decorate the tree, she put all the ornaments together in a clump. And when Victoria finally got the gingerbread house to stop collapsing, her daughter ruined that too with her exuberant use of candies and frosting. Nothing was going the way Victoria wanted. Nothing looked like the Christmas picture she saw on Pinterest. And then Victoria remembered something her mother had told her, something she had been blocking out until now. Her mom had said that her own mother, Victoria's grandmother, had always insisted that everything be perfect. The perfect tree was put in the front window so the neighbors could see it, and the kids weren't even allowed to help decorate it because their mother wanted to control where each ornament was hung. They also weren't allowed in the living room until Christmas morning so that they wouldn't mess up its perfection. Victoria's mom told her that they didn't care about the decorations and they didn't care about their gifts either. The family didn't have a lot of money anyway to buy gifts. What Victoria's mom cared about when she was a kid was who they would get to visit at Christmas time. She said, "We cared about people. My brothers and sister and I loved visiting my grandparents. We loved having a big dinner with our family. My grandmother made every kind of pie you could imagine, and everyone was happy and talking and hugging. I'll never forget how special it felt. That's why when you were growing up, I never stressed out about the garlands and bows. I focused on being with you kids, having fun and being relaxed." That was a real eye-opener for Victoria. And now she understood why her mother had done so little about Christmas. She wanted her children to focus on what mattered. Victoria says, "I knew now how ridiculous I'd been. It was time to relax and prioritize my presence with my daughter instead of perfectly wrapped presents for her. Kids don't want a tree that's a museum piece. They just like the process of decorating with people they love. Victoria says, "I owed my little girl an apology for being such a perfectionist, which she happily accepted with a hug. This Yuletide wasn't a nightmare after all. It was the real Christmas of my dreams." Another great piece of advice that we share in our new book comes from Jody Renee Thomas, who reports that her mother raised her with the attitude that she should always try new things. I interviewed Jody for the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast a few years ago, and here's what she told me. "When I was a child, my mother said I had to try every food 3 times. Her reasoning was this: one time to try it, the second time to get over the fact that you had just tried it, and the third to make sure that you don't like it. After those 3 attempts, if I still hated the taste, she would never make me eat it again." Even though Jody's mom only used that strategy for food, Jody decided, even as a child, that she would apply it to her whole life. In her story, she talks about how she was afraid of the diving board at the pool, but she decided that she had to try it. The first time didn't go so well, but Jody went back for a second try and then a third. And by the time she completed her 3rd jump off that diving board, she had conquered her fear and she actually loved it. Jody still applies the try it 3 times rule to everything in her life. She told me, "Every time I'm faced with something that is outside my comfort zone, I repeat to myself that I must try everything 3 times and it gives me the strength to forge ahead. From public speaking to job interviews, how am I going to know the outcome unless I go for it? Roller coasters, flying, changing careers, dating, all my major fears have somehow been faced by one simple idea that my mom came up with to get me to eat my vegetables. Sure, he may not have been great on the first date, but perhaps the 2nd or 3rd would be better. This thought process even led to my marriage. My life has been full because my brain repeats this one simple rule: try everything 3 times. And now Jody is raising her daughter with the same rule. She tells about the time she wanted her little daughter to try spinach. The girl was calling for nuggets and throwing her food on the floor, but Jody knew what to do. She said, "I took a deep breath and tried to keep my cool. I gave her a stern look and said, 'Come on, you know the rule.'" And then her daughter admitted that she knew the rule: try something 3 times. So she took 3 whole bites of her spinach and decided that she liked it after all. And when Jody and I talked, she told me that that little girl was now a 16-year-old vegetarian who definitely liked her spinach. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or X, formerly Twitter, or visit our website, chickensoup.com. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul Mothers and Daughters. You can find it on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Kroger, BJ's, Fred Meyer, Meyer's, and other big store chains. And please come back for our next episode for a couple of stories that will motivate you to step outside your comfort zone and put yourself out there for new experiences and new confidence.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.